The autumn afternoon was crisp and bright as I shuffled home from the bus. With one hand holding my phone and the other supporting my back, I listened to the last chapters of an audiobook as I plodded along. I was 8 months pregnant, trying to maximize my time en route from campus and curious as to how The Only Road by Alexandra Diaz would end. The story described the journey of two young Guatemalans traveling to the United States after being threatened with gang violence. The audiobook ended when I was about a block from home, and I walked the rest of the way in quiet thoughtfulness. Once inside, I shrugged off my backpack and settled onto one of our kitchen chairs. I sat for several moments, not ready to proceed to the next item on my agenda. My reluctance to rise was, for once, because of exhaustion brought on by pregnancy, and more because of an inner ache to be still and ponder what I'd experienced while listening to that story. As I mulled over my thoughts and emotions, I considered how we never hear or read stories in a vacuum. Whenever we read a book or listen to another's experience, we do so in the context of our own experiences. As I had listened to The Only Road, I had been coming from a summer full of experiences. The previous spring, I had started an internship with an immigration attorney. Becoming an immigration attorney was my dream, and I was excited to get my first real taste of that line of work and to learn from one of the most experienced in the field. Among other things, my supervising attorney instructed me on the nuances of cancellation of removal cases, so I could draft briefs explaining why non-citizen clients should be able to remain in the United States. Despite my supervising attorney's natural optimism, he was very candid about the reality of the work we were undertaking. It was unlikely our clients' cases would be successful due to the complexities and rigid lines of current immigration law. I quickly fell into a routine during the first weeks of my internship. Each morning, I walked my toddler to a friend's house so she could play while I worked. After returning home, I struggled against waves of exhaustion that hit me as I sat at my desk. I knew that pregnancy took a lot out of me, so I attributed my fatigue to that condition. I was unaware at the time that I was also anemic. While my body quickly lost steam, my mind raced. I mustered up the energy to scrutinize affidavits, analyze how precedential cases differed from our client situations, and craft the briefs in a way that explained the legitimacy of our client's petitions. Some days I would work diligently on a brief, email it to my supervising attorney right as my workday ended, and collapse on the couch to sleep for a few minutes before going to pick up my daughter. I became absorbed by our client's stories, the trauma some had experienced, the fear of the unknown that they all faced. They were relying on us to help them realize hopes of life in the United States with their families. But we were working within a system that percentages warned would unlikely yield the results we hoped for. I became disheartened. The prospect of success for these cases was not encouraging. The needs of our clients felt overwhelming, and I was physically exhausted, mentally drained, and emotionally spent by the end of each day. I felt more passionate than ever about working in immigration, but I wondered if I would be able to handle work that felt so heavy. As my internship ended, I started my second year of law school. I embraced the back-to-school vibes that came with new classes and falling leaves. I enjoyed the cool air that swept past me on walks like the one that resulted in me sitting pensive at my kitchen table. That day, I reflected not only on the book I had finished, but on the stories I had been immersed in during my internship. The Only Road had not resolved all the problems swirling in my mind, but it had suggested to me that no matter how difficult the circumstances, hope could still exist. My phone screen suddenly lit up, breaking me from my reverie. I saw with surprise there was an incoming call from the attorney I had interned with over the summer. As soon as I answered, he exclaimed, "Mariah, we won the case." I sat in shock as he told me how one of the clients I had written a brief for had gone to trial, a trial that lasted about 5 minutes. The prosecutor told the judge that he had read the brief and thought the judge should grant the case, and the judge had agreed. After months of working on this man's case and others, I was humbled to have played a part in helping a family successfully navigate the nuances of U.S. immigration law and stay together. After hanging up the phone, I sat a little while longer, my eyes wet, my mind still. And when I stood again, despite the heaviness I had experienced in my body and in my heart for so long, I felt light.